chapter 10, verse 1 to 20. Luke chapter 10, verse 1 to 20. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. After this thing, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest, that he would send forth laborer into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lamb among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. Verse 7. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such a thing as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such a things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, that say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your way out into the street of the same, and say, if the very dust of your city, which clavers on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable in that day of Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty work had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting as sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for the Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And the Capernaum, which are exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. Verse 16. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me, and he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devil are subject unto us through thy name. And he say unto them, I beheld Satan as a lightning forth from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpion, and over all the power of enemy, and nothing shall by any mean hurt you. Nothing, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name are written in heaven. May God bless us for the reading of this scripture.